Start the recording. Oh, thanks, Kira.
Excellent. Welcome. Sorry, just put drops in my eyes and they're a little gunky. So let's go ahead and start the meeting. It's funny, there's no introduction here. Why am I looking at this and then there's no introduction? Let's go ahead and do a round of introductions. My name's Thomas Noble. I use they/them pronouns. Sorry, I didn't realize my notes for covering the camera. I'm on two different cameras just due to the fact that we're having some tech issues over here at 25NS. Ron, would you mind going next?
Yes, Ron Hernandez, co-chair for membership committee.
Excellently.
Lead your community engagement.
Excellent. Chuck. Looks like you're off mute, but we can't hear you, Chuck, if you're talking. All right.
Hello.
Hey, Irma, we were just doing introduction, so if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, that'd be great.
Sure, Irma Parada, co-chair.
Excellently.
You did me.
I had that like little moment of like, I think I did this already.
You just want to hear my voice again?
Let's just leave it at
Oh,
that.
Thomas.
Natalie.
Yeah, hi, Natalie, HHS.
Excellent. Welcome, Mr. Bloom.
Hi, Phil Bloom, HIV Health Services. And as a bonus, John Ainsley is also here. I can't
Oh.
turn off the background screen, but he is with us to help when the agenda item comes up if there's questions.
Great. Welcome, John. Kat.
Kara, council staff.
Kira.
Kara, council staff.
And then Mark.
Mark Waller, council staff.
Chuck, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm
We couldn't hear.
here.
Cool. Excellent.
I'm kind of, the home network is always crazy, but Chuck Adams, Council Affairs.
Gotcha. Chuck, glad you made it. All right. Review and approve the March 19th agenda. So any corrections or adjustments to today's agenda?
Think you were right, Thomas. We are missing a welcome and introductions.
Wow, Mark. Wow. That's
I
my
guess we
fault.
were not supposed to do that. We were just supposed to
I'm
guess.
so sorry.
It's still a draft, so you could still add it in.
Well, you just got lucky that I'm well seasoned and know what I'm doing. So,
You know what you're doing, of course.
Absolutely. Very spicy.
all right. We'll add introduction to this and seeing we'll vote on any opposition to approving this. Seeing none, so approved. Can you bring up the minutes from the February meeting? Great. Do folks see any corrections? All right. Any opposition to approving as is? Seeing none, so approved. All right. Public comment? I guess that would go to Natalie or John.
Nope.
Great. Okay. Committee reports. Start off with community engagement.
Lee Jewell.
Who would
About
that
me?
be? Community engagement report.
Can you do me next? Let me look it up.
I cannot do you next, but I will wait to make it awkwardly. Okay, council affairs.
Yeah, we did the review for HCAP annual report and the COLA report, which Kira was doing. They were both going to be excellent, so looking forward to both of them.
Great. Thank you, Chuck. I agree. I'm looking forward to the information that has been yielded has been helpful for me personally. Any questions for Chuck with regards to council affairs? All right. Ron, what about membership?
I have two things to report. I'm excited to say that we're going to conduct an in-person live interview on our next committee meeting, which is on the 9th of April. All is welcome. I'm not sure where the venue is yet. That has yet to be determined. I think it would be most likely at Maiden Lane. Mark.
I can jump in here. It is that in-person meeting is still TBD,
Oh, TBD.
dependent on if the applicant shows up to this month's, so Monday's full council meeting. And then if they do, then Kat will go ahead and update that invitation. We actually do have a room booked at 25NS.
And everyone for the council, not just the committee, I mean the membership committee is welcome to join. And secondly,
Sorry, Ron. Can I just ask if there's any questions about that item
Oh,
before
yes.
we
Go
go
ahead.
on?
Any questions?
Nope. Okay, great. Sorry. Go
Okay,
for it.
thank you, Thomas. Secondly, I've been informed that Richard Sullivan is stepping down from his duty as a co-chair for the full council. And so next week's full council meeting will have nominations available for all. Is that correct, Burke?
For specifically consumers of services.
That are not aligned, right?
I have to double check on that. I think I said with confidence during our co-chairs meeting on Monday that it's unaligned only, but I actually don't know if that's true. Might be a consumer of any sort. It's something I literally will look up as soon as I finish this sentence.
Thank you,
And
Mark.
so, Mark, when you say a consumer of any sort, so you thinking a person.
So a person could, I kind of feel, I'm looking at it as we speak, that it could be a person who is affiliated. I think the main thing was to be a consumer. So affiliation counts towards our 30, I mean, non-affiliation counts towards our 33% that we are always striving towards, but I don't know. I'm going to try to speak slowly as this is pulled up. I don't know if it's the same for a community co-chair. Okay, now we'll know. Let's find out together, shall we? The community co-chair should run no. There's a remainder of the term. Okay, one co-chair nomination. With me, designation.
Interesting that he moves his lips when he does this, when he reads, right?
I
What
don't. It
does
moved
that
my lip.
mean?
It means I'm not smart, is what you're implying, and that's true. I'm not seeing. I actually am not seeing that a person has to be unaffiliated. I'm going to double check in the bylaws as well. Maybe during the rest of this thing, and so I'll check back in. But I'm not seeing that in the actual co-chair job description, but I want to double check the bylaws, okay? So please continue.
Anybody else feeling they need to get a smarter opinion? Is that what we're saying?
No, I'm
Okay.
saying please continue with less smart talk.
Right. As Mark does that research, great. So we'll make that announcement on Monday with regards to calls for a new co-chair. And just for clarity, Richard's not stepping off the council as a whole, but just stepping aside from the leadership role
Yeah, thank
at
you for
this
that
time.
clarification, Thomas.
Yeah. You know, you said it right, but I think there might be an assumption there that folks could make. Great. Okay. You are up, Lee. Thanks, Ron.
Is going to help me
Hi,
out.
jump in here. So we had our normal items on the agenda for community engagement. We went over some highlighted cases from Stephen for his HR report. And then we moved on to discuss a potential COLA target. And we actually put that off for next month, and we're going to invite Bill to come and talk about it a little bit more for next month. And then we also went over the COLA report, which got great feedback, amazing feedback, and I'm excited for everyone to see it at full council.
Kira, stay tuned.
To the end of the meeting. What was that?
I said, Kira, stay tuned. We'll
I know, we'll
might
see.
Be a surprise. There might be a surprise on agenda review. We'll see.
And that was it.
Let's, Mark?
So I have carefully researched, gave myself a lot of time to look into this in a deep and abiding way. It does not mention either our bylaws or our job description. This has to be an unaffiliated. It just says HIV positive consumer of services and must be willing to disclose publicly their sero status. So it could be someone who is unaffiliated, or it could be someone who actually is affiliated, which does widen the net to be cast.
It does. Great. I appreciate that. Great. Thank you. Any questions on that? Any additional questions?
I just want to prepare folks to nominate each other or themselves during this meeting. I'd hate to have like a 10 minutes of just blank space and bullying. Please. Super is needed. Very that's, important role.
I actually do appreciate that coaching. I do feel like it's always a little bit of like people like, oh, who has HIV? Who doesn't? Moment where I think our lens is not often just filtered that way. Great. Thank you. All right. Meeting evaluation. Thank you for the update, Kira and Lee.
Of course. And I can take this as well. So let me share this. All right. Can everyone see this for the most part?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. And correct me if I'm wrong, Kat, but I think there were 16 members, council members present.
Oh, I thought you meant
yeah.
Completion.
16 council members present, but 13 surveys received back, which is actually pretty good.
Very good, compared.
Yeah. I mean, excellent would be all of them, but we can always hope. All right. So the first question, the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting. And everyone agreed there was one person who skipped this question. The meeting was run efficiently by Irma Parada. And everyone agreed one person did skip this question. The agenda was well planned. Everyone agreed here. The overdose prevention presentation by Emily Ragnold and Rob Hoffman was informative and relevant to the HCPC. And we had, all right, 12 people agree and one person somewhat agree. We have a couple comments here. Thank you, excellent, and great info.
Great.
The End the Epidemics discussion by Shelley Facente was effective and engaging to the HCPC. And we had 12 people agree and one person somewhat agree. A couple of comments here as well. So important, great info, not overwhelming. I was not in person, so did not participate in the feedback session portion of this agenda item. My needs as a council member are being met during this time, and everyone agreed, no comments there. As for what worked well for council members during this meeting or what could have been improved, we had a couple comments. Good food, thanks to Kat. Food was delicious. Info always is presented in easily digestible way. Definitely provide good info on what's happening with budgets, funding, and issues that community is asking about. Shelley, questions of notes on board. Do you have any suggestions for future presentations or training topics? Somebody wrote in, more support for the virtual conversation. Please rate this meeting, and this was rated a 9.6 average rating out of 10. Yay.
Good job, Irma.
I'm also wondering if the maybe somewhat agree person and people might be because they're joining virtually. There's always, I feel like, a gap there. So sorry about that.
My theory is it's just always the same person. So if I was more industrious, I'd try to figure that out, but I am not. So, yeah. Some kind of high tech. I actually think maybe the person's to their somewhat degree is their highest mark kind of thing, and they reserve the highest mark for something. I don't know. I'm making. Yeah. I'm babbling now.
Yeah, that's what they told me.
All right. Any questions on the meeting evaluation? Irma, I will just say congratulations and good job. I know as facilitators of that space and having us evaluated each time, it's always a little bit like never comfortable, even after all this time. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, we'll talk about it later. It's okay.
I think you, if I remember right, there were some facilitation challenges too happening in the space, but I can't quite remember the meeting. My memory is always never terrible or never good. Great. All right. Bill, you are up next on the funding scenario. And looks like we've got a vote associated with this. So
potential, yeah.
Potential vote. Okay.
So would you like me to introduce this, Thomas, or do you want to?
I could try, but I'd rather you do it, tell you the truth.
Okay.
I can start by sharing screen with a proposal if you would like, while you provide a narrative.
Yes, I think that's a good place.
Yeah, I have a question too about the proposal, but let me share screen first. Okay. I'll just read this out loud, Bill, and then maybe you can just provide the context. So this is from Bill. It is regarding a request for allocation of potential reduction to HIV General Fund for community-based organizations. HHS is requesting that the HCPC input is requesting input in the event of a reduction of HIV dedicated SF general funding for CBOs for the upcoming fiscal year by voting whether these cuts should be allocated proportionally across both Ryan White Part A and general funded programs or just those that are general funded. Attached are modeled 500K, 1 million, and 1.5 million scenarios comprising general fund reductions only versus general fund and Ryan White plus general fund. Additional background. The HCPC has jurisdiction over Ryan White Part A funding for prioritization and allocation by service category due to community advocacy and elected official support for approximately the past 25 years. Ryan White Part A in San Francisco has been reduced by over 50%. Which has been backfilled by SF general funds. For over 15 years, HHS has asked the HCPC to prioritize and allocate general funds backfill of Ryan White Part A reductions. HHS kept the eligibility reporting and service requirements consistent regardless of the funding source. And finally, HHS has worked to simplify contracting process and administrative burden by reducing the number of funding sources that a program and agency receive. The selection of the funding source is based on contracting expediency and some other factors, but is not based on the priority or quality of the service. Now, Bill, on to you. Please translate that into layman's terms, including what the ask is.
Okay. So basically, you guys know that there is primarily driven by HR1, the One Big Beautiful Bill. The healthcare reform has created a huge amount of red bleeding all over the local budget, the general fund budget. And additional, while the general fund budget is growing, it's not growing fast enough to meet the current budget that we have. And so the mayor is directing all of the different departments, the 30 some odd departments in the city and county of San Francisco for cuts. And each department, including the health department, is given a cut. And then each department then divides it to the branches and to the sections and to the units. So this, I think, is our fourth round of cuts already. HIV Health Services has been held harmless for the first three, with the exception of a very small reduction in terms of our training. Our training program, we have actually, well, two cuts at that, but no other services have disappeared, which is thanks again to the advocacy of the community, particularly Happen and you all, that it's stayed the same. However, the process continues, and DPH now has another $40 million cut, 20 of which the DPH will need to absorb, and then 20 million will go to all of the different CBOs. And so it's a longer process where it's put out, each of the sections and units has to propose something, and then it sticks or it doesn't stick. And we do what we can to quietly defend all of our programs, as does everybody else. Just in fairness sake, I have to say, you know, it's not like if we fend off the cuts for HIV health services, the cut goes somewhere else in the Department of Public Health, like jail health services, maternal, child and adolescent health, homeless programs. So unfortunately, fending off the cut in one area or another, it means the other sections have to absorb that cut. So I don't know what's going to happen. On Monday is when Director Tsai is going to announce it. But to be kind of frank, I think, you know, hopefully something will change in the midterms, but we're probably at a point where eventually, in spite of all the great advocacy, I think there is a real chance, and please serve me a giant serving of crow if on Monday we're not cut, because I'll be very happy. But it will likely start to happen. So I think it's probably important, and I'm sorry that this is not happening with more time. It's just kind of the nature of the way the budget is going really pretty fast. So hopefully we want, this will be an exercise in preparation potentially for the future, for whether it's mid-year cuts or final year cuts. But if not, at least you guys, it's my interest to have you guys as much as possible helping to inform the decision making. So that's kind of the background of it. So the question is this, you know, you guys prioritize and you're legislatively kind of, that's part of the mandate and why you joined the council for part A. But as all those backfill keeps coming back, we have just have had a gentleperson's agreement, just like we in HIV Health Services, just put the contract on what makes sense. You know, everyone used to have two and three funding sources. So, you know, it's really around the expediency. It's very difficult to have multiple funding sources for a single program because they have different years. So you have to just the math on it. Dean and maybe John are the only two people on the planet, or maybe Beth too, that can kind of track it. It's pretty complex to do. So that's kind of gotten us to where we are, not necessarily ever having experienced that the cut would come on the general fund side as opposed to the Ryan White side. And yet, so here we are. So what we have proposed, and I've shared this with the Planning Council before, is that if you're going to apply cuts to the general fund, we'd like to follow the guidance of the Planning Council, because you all have been giving us guidance for part, you know, you guys are over Ryan White Part A, and we've asked you to give us guidance over the general fund as well. So that takes us to kind of where we're at. What do we do with these potential cuts? And so there's kind of two options. You could say, hold Ryan White Part A programs harmless and just make the cuts happen to general fund. Or you could say, let's do both general fund and Ryan White Part A based on the history and how we've gotten there. So that's kind of all the narrative there. So I'm going to stop and see if anyone has any questions about that.
I wonder if I could also do my stab at explaining, because I'm not sure how much that landed. I want to just make it even more layman style, as a layman myself. So right now, if the council does nothing, cuts, if they're asked for, will go entirely to general funded contracts. Ryan White right now is safe. What Bill is asking is either, do you want to just keep it as is and not weigh in, at which point, like, this actually stops here. It doesn't need to go to Monday's meeting at all. Or do you want to use the sort of same logic you've been using for Ryan White, which is a share the pain kind of model? And spread it across both general fund and Ryan White. So I'll just give you an example. Like, let's say the cut is, let's say there are six agencies, right? Three agencies that are general fund, three agencies that are Ryan White. And there's a cut now to that service category of $300,000. On the scenario that is right now, and the scenario that would occur if you choose to make no decision in this matter, three of those agencies, the general funds, would each receive a 100K cut, right? While the three Ryan White would receive no cut. However, you could also determine per Bill's suggestion, if you want to do the share the pain model to include general fund, that would mean it would be a 50K cut for six agencies, including the Ryan White. Does that make sense?
So maybe it'd be helpful to share.
Now I'll share screen now that I want to make sure that that makes sense because it'll help you understand what you're about to see. Yes, Lee, before I share screen.
I can wait. Yeah, come back to me when you're done.
All right, share screen. Okay. All right, there it is. Do you see it? And you'll
Mark,
see here.
Maybe you want to make the Partridge Family screens go away so we can see the whole thing.
The Partridge Family screens. What's happening
here? Do you have all the little pictures of all of us in the corner?
Why would I want that?
No, that didn't.
That would be a personal. You could adjust that based on your.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that's me.
Oh, okay.
No, we lost you. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah. That's you. Bill, you just choose the far left one, the one that looks like a minus or an underline.
Well, gotcha. Sorry, we are not Zoom folks over here, so I do it less. Okay. So so what you see here are so this is modeling the reductions. And if you look at the top, it's if we have a $500,000 cut. And that's all in the kind of the pale blue. And then in the middle, there is kind of a tan color. And that's if we have $1 million cut. And then on the right is kind of in the pinky colors if it was 1.5 million. So, and then along the left, you have each of the service categories that gets funding through in this service category, this general fund and or Ryan White Part A. So that's running from top to bottom under service category. So if we look at the column, the light blue, the 500K, on the left side, it's if you just use the general fund. And in that light blue column on the right side, it's Ryan White and Part A. So you can see the dollar amounts. And then in the parentheses, you can see the number of programs affected, so that will be impacted. So on the center of excellence, if we look at kind of the first row there, and then we look in that blue column, if we just do general fund, it's three centers of excellence programs. And then if we look at the other side of that blue column, at 207,905 at the top, that's five programs that are affected. You guys see in the parentheses? So it's three versus five programs. So the same is true if you move to the middle of the screen, the $1 million. So in that tan color on the left side is just general fund. And then the right side is general fund plus Ryan White Part A. So again, if you stay on that first row and we look again at centers of excellence, if it's $1 million cut and we just use the general fund, it's three. And then if you look on the right side of that tan color, it's five. And so you'll notice the number of agencies stays the same. It doesn't matter the size of the cut. And you also notice you can kind of, if you start with the first column and double the numbers, you get to from 500 to a million. And if you start with the first column and you triple it or treble it, you get to the numbers that are in the third column, the kind of pink color.
Bill, am I seeing a mistake when it comes to medical case management, or am I just not understanding math? That seems to be like it's increased when it looks to the second scenario. while all other ones, of course, would show a decrease for this, including more programs.
So you're talking about the $1 million cut under medical case management?
I'm just looking in general at medical case management across all of the categories. It's the only one that appears to be increasing in size as opposed to everything else.
Okay. Go ahead, John, you want to explain about that?
So how this works, and this is complicated, is we add up total budget for all programs that are covered under the essential benefits package.
Yes.
It's not an equal proportion between general fund and Part A. So what happens with medical case management is there's only three programs that are funded just general fund.
Yes.
If you use Part A, there are nine. So it has a disproportional impact when you add up the total essential benefits. So going off the top of my head here, I believe general fund total essential benefits is around 14 million. And then you tack on Ryan White Part A on top of that, it becomes like 19 million. But the percentages of how it all adds up gets really kind of wonky.
Okay. Yeah, I guess my head still is not wrapped around like, okay, there's three agencies. If we do nothing, each of those agencies will get us whatever. There'll be a 64, not each, but there'll be a 64K cut that has to be absorbed. But if you throw in all of the nine, suddenly it's an 80K cut across not just those three, but all the additional six. I guess it's just hard for me to understand.
What? You want to try again, or you want me to?
What do you mean? That makes sense.
He's right. Did you? But you're saying you understand it, or you don't understand why, Mark?
I think I'm understanding why. It's a bit confusing because it's a scenario that's literally the one outlier here. Basically, yes. I mean, oral health kind of, because like 0 to 17 is obviously, but I think that could be a question folks have. It's like, why is everything else reduced except for like with oral? It's self-explanatory, right? But maybe not so much with medical case management. They might see the nine, like my eyes clearly did not see that.
The issue when you roll these things up all under the service category is you lose all of the pertinent information in a way. If you were to see it laid out by agency, which obviously we don't share, you could kind of see how it all maps out. But rolling it all up under the service category, it's like you're looking at somewhat incomplete information, even if the math is right.
Got it.
So
you're going to want to make sure that you're explaining that. If Mark's got the question, people are going to be confused by it. So make sure that you can explain it in a way that everybody can understand.
There might be a way for me to work on, gosh, this was my first go with creating a somewhat simple chart. There might be a way for me to figure out a way without putting too much in there.
I can talk, and we'll see also like a word, kind of a word explanation of it as well. So we will work on that. I just want to make sure at least this group is clear. It's many more agencies, and then it becomes a bigger proportion of the total dollar amount, which then drives it because you add so many more. But so what it does is it spreads the wealth a little bit more across the different service categories because you add in a bunch of case management. So then when you go to the Part A, so then it reduces kind of the burden on a few of the other service categories. And that's because, case management is such an integral part of Part A, and it's kind of what's expected by the feds. So that's part of the reason it's there.
Lee?
So a couple of things, just clarification. So you've got the 500,000, the million, and the 15,
1.5.
Yeah. This is part of the HRSA reallocation of Ryan White funds, correct?
Part of the HRSA reallocation. Say a little more about that, Lee.
This is part of the Ryan White funds being reallocated to different jurisdictions, correct?
No, this is not being driven by that. That's not the new formula. That actually got backfilled by Part B announced at the last meeting. So this is the local cuts. We had a $17 million cut, and now there's another $40 million cut, which is going to be announced, in the very near future. And we don't know if it's going to be for HIV services or not. Every section has to offer up a cut. And so
Yeah,
got it.
yeah, I just really wanted, that's why I wanted to make that clear before I even shared this, because it would just be even more confusing. Like, we need to not think about right now for this particular idea, like what happened with the Ryan White reallocation on a federal level and how the state came in and helped us out. Like, that's a done deal. What's on the table here is like, now, do we, knowing that we are currently held harmless basically because of the state's generosity, do we want to help out general fund or not? That's basically the question.
Yeah.
Although, Mark, I would word it slightly
Oh, I
differently.
wouldn't word it that way for sure, to the larger group.
Yeah,
To
it's not.
leadership, that's like that's just the understanding that you have to have. Like,
Yes. No, we're safe in that coding category. It's just that over half of our budget is Ryan White has been reduced. Ryan White Party has been reduced. It's been backfilled with general fund. So, we apply all the same things to it. And then we just look for convenience and simplification as to whether someone's on Part A or Part or General Fund. There wasn't a logic train for the most part to put this person on Part A and this person on General Fund. So it's a little bit of a crapshoot which programs are on Part A versus General Fund.
Yeah, so I think it's
Sorry,
really important to be
Lee.
very clear about what is being proposed here. And like Mark said, separating the Ryan White reallocation. And this is just simply DPH San Francisco budget issue.
Yes, but Mark, you want to go back for a second and maybe we could slow it down to the other page, which gives the explanation. Maybe that.
Sorry, can I take Ron's hand first, just because Ron's been patient?
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Thomas. A simple question. If Ryan White is the last payer, then why are we going to burden it with having to divide it up and share the burden?
Okay, so all right, so but so remember, Ryan White has been reduced for the past 25 years, right? Remember that, like every year we get a little bit less. And then thanks to community advocacy, it's been backfilled with general fund. So backfilled means it's been replaced by general fund. So now less than half of the money that used to be in Ryan White is still Ryan White. So when this money comes back, it comes back as general fund. So historically, you guys as a planning council have prioritized both Ryan White Part A, because that is part of your job, but we've also asked you to prioritize general fund. So whether a pro with all those backfilled dollars now, whether a program is on Ryan White Part A or Part B, it has to do with just how we can make these contracts work the most simple way as possible. It's not like all of these services could be Ryan White Part A. They're all treatment. They're all funders of last resort because general fund is the same as non-insurance. So it's not different in that way. So because we've done it in this way, that we're asking you to say should the cut, because usually what happens is historically the cut comes on the Ryan White side, then it's backfilled with general fund, and we put whatever money comes back, we put it back on the general fund side, put it into the contracts as general fund. But in a way, we've kind of seen it holistically. So that's why, but to be true to the letter of the law here, in the legislation, you guys are officially over Part A. So the question is, do you want the back with the, if the cut happens, again, it's an if, do you want it applied just to the general fund contracts, which used to be Part A, or do you want to put it on the, we want to share it with the general fund contracts that used to be Part A as long along with the Part A?
And the payer of last resort, that's mostly kind of a client or a patient perspective. So if they have no insurance, they'll definitely have Ryan White covering them.
Correct. Or general fund, right? Because the Ryan White's been reduced. So it's been back.
Yes.
So
So
all the programs we're talking about either are on general fund or used to be on general fund. I'm Ryan White, I'm sorry. All of them used to be on Ryan White Part A or currently are.
Ron, I want to check in and see if that answered your question.
I think so. It's clarifying just a little bit. I'm still confused.
So I want to make it clear, Ron, that we're talking about the same cohort when it comes. I'm not speaking in favor or against this. We're speaking of the same cohort, the same communities across both of these. So I think your question makes a lot of sense. I wanted to make sure we're sticking with like the people who qualify for payer of last resort for sure. The cohort is the same. It's the question before you is, as Bill mentioned, do you want to do nothing, in which you actually just would literally do nothing and general fund will swallow the entire cut? Or do you want to do an affirmative vote to say, no, let's reopen Ryan White? I mean, obviously that's some work on the DPHM because that means they will have to open up all of the contracts that are under Ryan White. So I don't want to like just say this will be an easy fix. You know, it's still going to be some difficulty for John, Beth, Andy, Bill, right? So that's going to be what the eventual choice is before you. If someone feels that they would like to make a motion to actually open this up across Ryan White and general fund. If there's no motion for that, then it actually stays general fund only.
But actually, you guys, maybe a better way to think about it is programs that are Ryan White Part A versus programs that are Ryan White Part A, or rather Ryan White Part A plus B programs that used to be Ryan White Part A and are now general fund. So these programs all used to be Part A.
But general fund absorbed them because general fund was helping Ryan White out. System of care. That's what I mean by like they're all serving the same cohort, whether they're general fund or Ryan White.
And 25 years ago, they were all of them were all Part A.
So Chuck, Irma, I want to check in with you two. Is this, where are you at?
In terms of
understanding this and anything that you want to share out, feelings or opinions.
Oopsie.
Sorry, I understand it completely. My position is that I believe that if we are going to impose or we are going to propose cuts, it should be across the board, not just Part A.
Not just general fund,
but also Part A.
I understood what you were saying. No. Chuck, thank you.
No, I'm of the same feeling that it was all Part A at one point. So it's really, everybody should have a share of the pain.
Great.
That's where I'm at.
Lee, do you have any thoughts?
No, I just, I think this does need to go to the full council and with all the options out there. So, and it needs to be explained in a way that everybody has a good understanding of what we're being asked. And I think simplifying that to the best possible way is what we need.
I agree, Lee. I actually felt like I was good before the graph and the document. So I'm wondering if other folks, the way that I would simplify it is we have three different funding sources, city, state, federal.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting about looking at that graph is it makes the proposed cuts really not a theoretical exercise, it's a real exercise, right? It's like really seeing the money that we're cutting, and it's hard to grasp that idea because it's a lot of money, right? So it's not just an academic exercise anymore. And I'm concerned that when people see that, and I think it's important that they do see it, but explaining it in a way that this is no different than the exercise that we have, that we go through every year when we have, no reductions or increases for the Ryan White grant, right? This is the same kind of exercise, but it's because of DPH funding cuts. This is another exercise that we have to go through in case those cuts come through.
Understood. I was more thinking though, since we do know the three vote process as a council, right? We do it every year. Just sticking to that
description.
Yeah, thank you. The graph threw me off personally. So if it didn't throw off others and people thought the additional
Thomas,
information.
we always have a graph when it comes to the resource allocation scenarios. We do.
Sounds good.
We have the narratives, but I always make sure that get actual numbers from John Ainsley. He constructs that, him or Beth, they construct that on an annual basis. We definitely need to see numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that being said, I'll stop there.
Ask a couple of
Other
clarifying questions, just if
sure.
okay. So was it clearer to you guys with rather than if we use the term current general fund versus previously general funded? Does that
I
make
think
it clear?
yes.
That confused.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And rather than having three points for the modeling, would it make it clearer to you guys if we just choose 500 or 500,000 or 1 million? Would it be easier for you guys if there weren't three different points but one? Would that make it
I
easier? Just one example instead of three? So rather than having 500,000, 1 million, and 1.5 million, there's just one number. We could say $1 million just to save some. Would it make it easier to read if it was just one?
Can I ask you one thing,
Sure.
Bill? So when you're presenting the three scenarios,
Sure.
meaning, the dollar amount, are you presenting that because we don't know exactly what the amounts can be?
Yes.
So for me personally, I will feel more comfortable voting knowing exactly what the scenarios may look like.
Okay.
I mean,
And I
for me.
wanted to ask you guys for a little bit of clarification based on what Thomas said. So when you guys, I appreciate, and we did try to mirror kind of the prioritization and allocation. The scenarios are not increased, flat,
Yeah.
increased. They're decrease more, and decrease more. So
Yeah.
I think we just have to be clear. There's no happy scenario here. So, and the best scenario is there's no change, right? So again, I guess my question is, so I'd suggest maybe we don't try and make it exactly the same because it's not the same exercise. So
Okay.
again, to my question, is it helpful rather than having three examples to have one example and make it 1 million? Or I could do the smaller number? Not. Julie, you'd like to see them all?
Yeah, I think the more information is
Okay.
good, but we just need to have it fully explained what that is and what it means. That's all.
You know what was confusing for me at the beginning? You know how you have zero amount next to that's a little confusing because to me it seems like you're saying
Right.
that those categories are not going to be or those line items are not going to be impacted by the cuts.
Right.
Yeah, the way I look at it is that this is just accounting, and this is HHS doing their due diligence, showing what the scenarios are going to be. I agree, Irma, that can be confusing, but I tend not to get that deep in the weeds because we always leave that to HHS anyway. What we're voting on is just these three scenarios, whether we're going to fund through just Ryan White, or the cuts have to run just through the general fund, or share the pain with Ryan White and the general fund.
And I totally agree, Lee, but we have people, we have members of the council who have a very, what would be the right word?
Yes, their accounting practices and understanding and
Yeah,
knowledge might not be at the same level that you're
exactly.
describing.
And some people may do want may
Some people in
analyze.
this group, i.e.
Yeah.
me, so.
Yeah, some people may analyze it. So I wonder, I mean, I don't know
So Irma, I
if
get
you
it,
take
and you're
the
not the.
dollars away, the $0 away. I mean, I don't know.
No, Irma, you're not the first person. In fact, someone on our staff who may or may not be on this call also gave the feedback that this
Yeah,
person.
someone who's very analytic, that's the
Yeah.
word that he
Well, this
was.
person is very analytic. So,
Yeah.
but let me explain a little bit more and then a suggestion. So, what we did
Wait,
is we looked
wait.
at.
Sorry, Bill, I've had my hand up for a little while. Thomas has been ignoring me.
Oh, I am ignoring you. Sorry,
Yeah.
Mark.
I have a couple of suggestions before you jump in. I mean, my first suggestion is actually counter to what both Lee and Irma are saying, but I know that when I see this wall of data, I'm not looking, I'm focusing on what are the differences between these three sets of two columns each. Uh-huh. To me, I do like your recommendation of like, let's just do one, because the thing is, we don't know the amount. And so if we choose $1 million, that's like people will just focus on the two columns. Like we choose to keep it as is, so we vote no, or we choose to help out the general funds, and not using that phrase, of course, and we choose option B. Like if we have all these different things, people will start paralleling it to our own resource allocation scenarios, and it is different. Like this to me, like the we need the numbers for sure. I'll stick by that. But the more numbers we have, I think the more people are going to get bogged down and more easily confused. And the thing is, it's not real numbers anyway. Like we don't know what it's going to be. If they just receive those middle two, the ones in the whatever the hell that color it is,
that beige color,
that beige color. I don't see beige. like I really do feel like people like be like, okay, well, if we get $1 million, this is what it'll look like. If we get less, it'll look a little bit different. It'll be look less. If it's more, it'll look more. So I mean, I just strongly recommend that. Obviously, it's not my call. And the second thing I would say,
I was going to say, I totally agree with that, because the more data that there is, I mean, it's numbers that don't that are just kind of thrown at us.
Right.
Yeah, people will focus on the numbers. What they need to focus on is the actual, like, is the decision. Yes. Do we want to do this or not? And they need an example of what it might look like, but I don't want them to get in the weeds about the numbers because they're not true numbers. Yeah. We don't know the number. The other thing I would recommend against is trying to differentiate between general fund and formerly Ryan White general fund. I feel like you're using that to strengthen the argument, which makes sense. But I think you just literally say at the start, the vast majority of our general funds used to be on Ryan White. But because of these things, they happen. But if you start using that differentiation, people are going to be like, wait, now are you talking about three different things now? I thought we're only talking about two, when that's not necessarily the case. That's my recommendation, Bill.
So you're saying stick with general fund and not
just say general fund. You can provide the context that back in the day these used to be Ryan White. So when we say general fund, we need to realize they're serving the same cohort. In fact, they all used to be paid for under Ryan White. But maybe we've got cuts, but fortunately we've had the city come in and backfill. But if you continue saying general fund, formerly Ryan White general fund and Ryan White, they're going to start thinking of an imaginary third column.
Okay. I actually was thinking we wouldn't say general fund. We would say formerly Ryan White, now general fund.
But they are general funds, so I don't think we can.
Well, but they're also formerly. They're also formerly. But
they are.
But I do want to go back. Mark, can you put up the screen again? This is very helpful. So I'm just going to want to ask
which one do you want, Bill?
The table with the numbers.
Okay.
So this is to Irma's question about all the zeros. So I think I erred. I was trying not to go on and on. So if you look on the far left in that column, do you see all of the light green? Those are all the core services. So all the things in white that aren't in the green in that first column are the wraparound or the non-essential services or the support services.
I would just take those out. Why keep them in there? If you're using our model,
and I'll make that suggestion.
Yeah,
that was what I was going to suggest. Either we would take them out, or we would not have the alphabetical order, and we'd put them at the bottom just so people could see them, and we wouldn't put zeros there. Do folks have a preference on that?
Out.
Yeah, I would say take them out.
Take them all out. Okay. Explain its core services only. Okay.
Yeah.
Bill, as long as you leave some white space in there.
Yeah. Because this is a scenario that hopefully they're familiar with, that they literally approved last September, right? So they should know that this is what will be targeted based on our own scenario. And you or I could remind. Yeah.
Okay. So people are liking one column, taking out the non-essential folks that with zeros.
Yeah, all those zeros, like Irma said, get rid of the zeros.
Okay.
Okay. So, any additional questions? I just want to, just for full counsel, how do I say this? There are some people who speak more than others. So just if you're one of
Oh,
those folks that.
we're not done yet. Before we do prep for this, there has to be a motion on the floor, to actually approve this scenario to bring it to the council.
Gotcha. This scenario being a cutting across both general fund and making the
Yeah,
reductions equal.
propose that reductions in general fund be shared proportionally across general fund and Ryan White Part A. That would be, I think, the appropriate motion.
Great.
Not that I am suggesting that.
Does anyone here feel comfortable making that?
Oh my God, that's it.
I
I'm
do.
kidding.
You do. Who said that, Lee? Okay.
I second it.
So,
Right,
Lee,
you
you're making
first.
it, and Irma, you're seconding it.
Yeah.
Well, I want to make sure that
Okay.
Kat got that. Move to, what did I look? I literally just said it. Now I've lost it.
Move to I don't,
Wow, Mark.
reduce
Wow.
at
Proposed
general.
reductions
Yeah.
was how far I got.
Propose reductions to Ryan White and general funds equally.
Proposed to, okay. Propose to move to respond to general fund reductions by sharing reductions proportionally across both general funds and Ryan White Part A.
You say that again, Mark?
Yes. Move to, it's going to be different each time. Move to respond to general fund reductions by proportionally reducing both general fund and Ryan White Part A service categories.
Thank you.
Can you read that? I mean, I don't know if you, did you get that all? If you can you read it back so we can
Yes.
now wordsmith it?
Sam Jewell moves to respond to general fund reductions by proportionally reducing both general funds and Ryan White Part A service categories.
Can you put the word potential before one of the words?
For reduction.
To potential, move to.
Potentially respond to?
No
No, respond to
potential cuts.
potential. Yeah,
Potential
respond to
reductions.
potential reductions. Yes. Okay, good.
There we go.
Now, can you read it again? Sorry, I am the worst.
Sam Jewell moves to respond to potential general fund reductions by proportionally reducing both general funds and Ryan White Part A service categories.
Yeah, I wonder if we should also add in a sentence about how this is following our own approved, per the approved. No, that just complicates it. Never
Yeah,
mind.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I
No.
know what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think it's understood, but we might have to explain it. I don't know if the motion needs to include it. Like, they might want to amend the motion to include it. I can see people like, but we need to call out the fact that we're only doing the core services because it's based on this particular scenario. But yeah, I think for this, for our situation here in steering, I think that's fine to start the conversation and vote on it. Okay, is there, if there's no more discussion, we need to do a roll call vote because clearly this involves money.
So I just want to make sure, is there any other discussion? Okay, so let's do
Okay.
a quick roll call
Hopefully someone's
vote.
taking note of who's saying yes and whatnot. Lee Jewell.
Yes.
Irma Parada.
Yes.
Ron Hernandez.
I still haven't decided, but I know this is important to go to the full council, so I'll support the recommendation for the motion. Yes.
That makes sense. Chuck Adams.
Yes.
Thomas Noble.
I will abstain. Did we get
All
everyone?
right, so
Okay.
this will move forward and is now on the agenda, which means I've had to bump a certain other presentation off of the agenda. And I will now move to agenda review if this was all under this topic. Sorry, Kira. Yeah, I mean, you still have a chance, Kira, because Laura was out this week and she's on the agenda. And for some reason, Laura's like, I can't do a state update. I just got back from Tahiti. Then I'm gonna put you on there. So I will now share the agenda. I know you're excited about this. Kira literally reported on this at our all-staff meeting, and she talked about how excited she was to do this presentation. So I know this is a real potential heartbreaker. Okay. Here's the heartbreaking agenda.
Just,
So we might want to move some things around here. So I had HCAP annual report before the break and this discussion after. I'm thinking I might want to switch that. I don't know how you all feel about that. So we have general updates, and then it would actually be general. We see here 11, hope you can see that. Then it would actually be general fund and Ryan White Part A resource allocation. And then break and or co-chair election. And then we have HCAP annual report and state update. How do folks feel about that? Like, or do you want to keep that post? You think people are going to be more in the mood to talk funding scenarios after they've gotten food in their belly or beforehand?
Okay. I think we'll get more people after. In there before the break, because I've noticed recently that some people do leave during the break.
They do sneak out. That's right. Okay.
I don't know though. I do feel like that will motivate people to stay, and it really should fall to a vote that are people who are committed to our process.
I like that point too. If you want to weigh in on the important things, stick around.
Just make sure you're mentioning that, you know, highlighting it when you're talking about agenda approval at the beginning.
Are you telling me how to do my job, Lee?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, like I haven't done that before. You like
Ron? Are you okay? Sorry, are you okay with that? I know I kind of countered your energy of putting it sooner. Does that work? Putting it later?
No. As long as someone reminds our duties that if there is a vote after the later half of the meeting, that it's the responsibility to at least be present.
Yeah. And what I'm also going to do is I'm going to actually switch state update and HCAP annual report. HCAP annual report usually actually leaves people smiling and happy with the great work that we do. I'd like us to end on that. state update's not going to make anyone happy other than the solid they did for us. And that way also, if Laura is unable to do her state report, then you, Kira, can be on there before the break. So hopefully that's okay with you too. Sound good? So it's nothing at all what we're looking at. It is kind of. So for 8, this is the state. Break, yes. Co-chair election. This stays the same. And then this will be HCAP here to close us out on a happy note.
Who is doing the general fund Ryan White allocation vote then?
I think that should be the co-chair or Bill Bloom with my support. Or I guess, you know, this is actually coming from, you know what, this is coming on the floor, and I often do resource, not often, I literally always do resource allocation. What I could do is explain it to the best of my abilities in a short, hopefully short and brief way, and then ask Bill to further explain. How does that sound?
I like that.
Okay.
So who would you list here?
Yourself, I would not list anyone. I would just make sure to go to me for, because you're, okay, fine. Well, no, just go to me. Just go to me, and then it'll go to Bill. So you'll ask me, and then, or I'll just jump in and start explaining it. And
sounds
then,
good. I just wanted, like, I'm like, is it me? That's really what I'm trying to make sure if it is.
No, I mean, you definitely can speak to it, but it might be nice to have someone neutral just sort of say, steering.
I agree.
Steering has decided that this is on the floor for your determination. And this is what this means. And so I'll ask Kat if you could put that motion on its own separate sheet and print that out so people can actually be looking at it like during the meeting and trying to understand it.
Bill, do you have much updates for the?
I actually don't. I don't.
Okay.
A lot has happened. Do you want to? I can always put together something, but if you want to put that my report off. So the following month, that's fine too. We need to save some time.
I was just more thinking sometimes if it was extensive, it's going to be a little bit awkward because the meat of what's going on for you obviously is the allocation issue. I'm also a little bit nervous that we might get some information Monday afternoon, or that will end, like this will no longer be a theoretical discussion. So just to acknowledge that. And we're going through our own process within CHEP. So for all of you, just to be prepared for something happening. And we're not quite sure. Okay.
So I think, Thomas, maybe you're right. Maybe what makes sense for that one is rather than me do kind of the regular report, I will give the update as we know it as to the DPH budget cut.
Okay.
Does that work for the group?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Especially if you are clued into what's happening an hour before, kind of thing. I don't know when the meeting is or when we're getting the information around the 40 million.
Yeah, and there's a chance it may not happen on Monday, but on Tuesday. It won't
Oh,
be
really?
specific, but at least there'll be some numbers, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. Mark, did you get the agenda then?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's basically it. If it turns out for some reason Bill finds out that we're not getting any cuts, so why even look at this scenario? Then Kara, you get to go to that into that slot too. So look, you have two potential things, but there's a good chance you'll have to wait till next month. My apologies.
And you know, Mark, even if it doesn't happen, I think we have 2 more years of this, or at least another year, a year and a half. So,
If it doesn't happen, I think we should actually bring this up during the resource allocation discussion.
yeah, I think we should put, I feel bad that it's a lot to absorb in a short time. So, if we could get ahead of that, because I think we need to prepare for the future. So, yes, that resource allocation looks like would be a good time to do that.
Great. Anything else before we wrap up? Oh, do we need to vote on the agenda for no, for the full council? Great. Nope. Anything else then, folks? Just to, there are definitely tough times ahead for us. So with regards to, yeah, there just are.
Question,
So I
Mark.
appreciate. Go ahead, Ron.
Are we finished with the PNP, Mark?
No. I mean, we don't have much more to go, but we definitely have a substantial amount to go. I think probably about a quarter. What would you say, Kira? Like a third or a quarter left? Maybe a quarter.
Yeah, not too much, but still some.
Yeah, definitely at least a couple more meetings.
Yeah.
And
Nearly there.
Mark, with the co-chair account that's going to be open, it might be good to send out a email to everybody who would be eligible for the slot.
What?
Because there's going to be a lot of people that show up there that are unexpectedly going to say,
I can't do that. I can't in advance say, "Hey, I'm about to announce that someone has stepped back from the." No, I like your
no.
idea, Chuck. I think that's smart. I'd rather you all do that with calling each other for sure. But I don't think like me sending out in advance, like, "Hey, spoiler alert, you're about to get an announcement that someone who's positive has now just stepped back, and we need someone else positive." And I hear you're positive. Like, no, my friend.
Chuck, that's what I was trying to say earlier when I
Yeah,
was like, it's a little bit
no.
awkward when
But
we're like,
Chuck, you can do that.
possibly, yes.
Yeah, you can.
That does
Typically,
remind
you're
me,
on.
we're not actually voting on a member on new co-chair on Monday, are we? You said there
Yeah.
was just call for, so there's, we do call for nominations
Oh,
and a
you're
vote.
right. Yeah, you're right. I will adjust that. We're going to call for nominations. We'll open it
Thank
up
you.
and then we will vote. Thank you so much. That's actually the process. Thanks for the reminder. Wow, Thomas, good job.
Two today. No introductions and
Yeah, on fire.
Such a roll.
no. Okay, seriously, before tough times ahead, I appreciate everybody's kind of showing up and being thoughtful around these decisions that are definitely going to impact the people that we care about. So thank you all for that. And we will see folks Monday. And if anyone wants to reach out to Richard, he's definitely down for that. So he kind of just said to drop on by. So if people want that information, I'm happy to share it. So just reach out.
Yeah, I'll be making, per Richard's ask, I will be actually making a fairly detailed announcement about his state of health and certainly his wish that anyone on the council come visit if they would like.
Perfect.
Thank you, Donna.
Yep, no worries. All right, y'all, be well. Take care.
Bye.
Cat Karen?